อยากกลับมาไหม We're glad to have you back. Lots of things we've been covering the last 2 days. We pray that you've been blessed by it.
Yes.
And that Yahweh is able to help you to implement it.
Yes.
Especially the health laws, which can help us so wonderfully. Now, and so far we have talked about we have five different areas we were trying to cover. Anyone remember? He says for me to always ask. So I can see if I'm talking to myself or how y'all listening. Health, okay, that's one, yes. Major, vital.
Talk loud.
I don't want nobody to say I didn't hear him, I said that. We went over Mother Africa, right? We had to deal with the geography as we deal with our health. What else? We went over Africa in the Bible, the different names for Africa, right? Okay, we went over the night before propaganda. And where was propaganda originated? If that was the first time it was used, but under the official use. 1622, by who? Did somebody say something? I'm listening. Now, see, it's in your book on page 9. I mean, we read it last night. We went over it. We spent a lot of time last night to tell me y'all didn't get it. I believe it was page 9. Okay, yeah, it's on page 9. Everybody got that? It says during the 1500s. Everybody see that? Who got their book open? Page 10, sorry. Yeah, page 10. During the 1500s, 16th century, immediately after the last Moor, who were the Moors?
Africa.
Okay, black Africans, not Muslims.
No.
It wasn't Muslim. Okay, was defeated in Europe in what year? Now, it's easy because that's when Christopher, you know, see, when they start rewriting history, if there's an important event, you can probably realize there's something they're covering up. Yeah. Another important event, much more greater than Christopher coming to America. Okay, the was defeated, the last Moor was defeated in Europe in 1492. At the beginning of the 1500s, the authorized sanctioned scholars. Now, how do you become an authorized sanctioned scholar? By going to their schools. And they give you the degree so you can be what? Propagate the propaganda. You're authorized, we blessed you, and now we call you a scholar. That's how you become an authorized, sanctioned scholar. Now, what about the one, see, what was happening was at the time of, at this time, you see there had to be a lot of things going on. A lot of things competing. And so there was competing over the authorized version that we want everybody to believe, and then these, what they might call offshoots, but probably the original, and we were the offshoots, of this other thing that was coming from Arabia, coming from Africa, coming from other China and other parts of the world, in India, who didn't go along with, you know, Rome and their, you know, their viewpoint. And so then they said, well, we have to give an authorized version so that if you know, if you're not reading the authorized version, you know, we might burn you to the stake as a heretic. So they used that as a form of threat. Okay? And so that's where we find all of these things. So we, as we start moving, we got to start analyzing. See, they're not going to tell you this. You got to analyze the facts. They're not going to tell you to analyze it. Okay, so that's what happened at that particular time. Okay, at the beginning of the 1500s, the authorized sanctioned scholar wasted no time in removing all trace of the black African presence in the formation of who?
Judaism
and Christianity. Not just Christianity and not just Judaism.
Right.
Okay? After 100 years of destroying, removing, and renaming all evidence of the black African formation of Judaism and Christianity, then this laid the foundation for something. What did it lay the foundation for? Okay, okay, let's think back. In 1492, what happened? The last Moor, the Moor's last was kicked out. Okay, then what happened after that in the 1500s?